means of battered iron spoons. The stench of bad beef was in his nostrils, while in his ears, to the accompaniment of creaking timbers and groaning bulkheads, echoed the loud mouth noises of the eaters. He watched them eating and decided that they ate like pigs. Well, he would be careful here. He would make no noise. He would keep his mind upon it all the time. He glanced around the table. Opposite him was Arthur, and